The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Houston, Texas. The reading from the Acts of the Apostles describes a hard moment in the missionary activity of St. Paul. This is taken from Acts chapter 16, which describes a moment when Paul, together with Silas, also called Silvanus, who are in the city of Philippi, and Paul would later write two letters to the Philippians, which are now part of the New Testament. While they're there, they're beaten and thrown into prison. Not the first time this happened to St. Paul, it wouldn't be the last time. And we heard in the gospel reading yesterday how Jesus spoke about this possibility when he told his apostles that they would share the persecution that was about to be unleashed upon him. And it's good that we keep that in mind when we encounter hardships in our life that enter into our life in ways that we can't control, ways we don't expect, and to ask ourselves, well, how can I make the best of this? And Paul and Silas give us an example of how indeed those moments of suffering, hardship, pain, persecution even, can be transformed. We have to wonder, as Paul and Silas were sitting there chained in prison, if they recalled these words of Christ. Now, they were not present at the Last Supper when Jesus spoke those words to his apostles, but it was part of the gospel that was proclaimed, and certainly St. Paul was not unaware of the fact that Christians were called to bear the cross just as their Savior did. And so in Paul's sufferings, in the times he was shipwrecked and floating on the Mediterranean Sea, and the times that he was nearly killed by those who were persecuting him, the times he spent in prison, I imagine he contemplated with frequency, especially those moments, the cross that had entered his life and how it was transformative for him. And I imagine he embraced that cross willingly and lovingly because he knew it brought him closer to his Savior. And, you know, in this particular episode, I think what ought to interest us, because it's easily applicable to our own lives, is how Paul and Silas actually spent their time in prison. And they could have complained. They could have cursed their captors. They could have raised their voices and shouts for justice. They could have called for a lawyer. They could have done all sorts of things. Instead, what do? They use that time to pray. The Acts of the Apostles say that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. I wonder if the other prisoners thought they were drunk or thought they were crazy. I suspect not, because it appears as though the prisoners were listening to them with great interest. And they may have, in addition to their prayer and to their song, been trying to catechize and instruct the prisoners who were there. They were a captive audience. But it's impressive that even in the hardest of moments, they do not lose their peace. And they use even this evil situation which is inflicted upon them to do some good. I mean, it's almost as if they see their time in prison as an opportunity to pray and to raise their voices to God in thanksgiving and to catechize those who have not yet heard the gospel. So there's a powerful lesson for us in this response of theirs. We're not in control of our circumstances. We know that. But we can control how we respond to them. So do we do so with a merely human vision, or do we have a supernatural outlook? When things don't go our way, or things are imposed upon us, do we chafe at that, or do we say, well, maybe this is an opportunity God is giving me? And Paul and Silas took advantage of that opportunity, and it bears fruit almost immediately. The prison guard is converted by the example and their teaching, and perhaps other prisoners embrace the faith as well. Well, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what we control and what we cannot control, every moment brings an opportunity that we can be brought closer to God by a prayer and by offering others a path to peace and away from despair and anxiety. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be good instruments and to take advantage of every moment of every day, especially in those unexpected times when we seem to be constrained. So we can use all of them as a way of bringing ourselves and others closer to God. God bless you.